You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Food Futures is a two-night pop-up art restaurant happening over the evenings of December 1st and 2nd, exploring the future of our food, first from a te ao Māori perspective and then on the second evening through the lens of sustainability and collaboration. For Food Futures, the Shea Derriere Gallery at Te Tuhu's Pānau Project Space will function as an explorative art restaurant where diners are invited to join a group of inspiring artists, designers, chefs and food writers for a meal to celebrate, discuss and imagine the future of food. To hear about it, I caught up with curator Felix Lang. Here we are now.
Tell me about Chez Derriere. Where did that come from and how is that related to you? I understand this is your last show in the program. So how does that fit into the Te Tuhu ecosystem?
Yeah, sure. So Chez Derriere is the name of the project that I gave Te Tuhu's Pānau Project Space, which is based down at Pānau train station. And the name came from sort of thinking about, it's like a space for emerging practice. It's really in the back of Pānau. Chez Derriere means sort of like the place of in the back. And also I was thinking about my parents as restaurateurs back in the day, and that sort of idea of being a curator and a host for that space, like a host for ideas, artists and audiences. And this Food Futures is my last project at this space as part of my internship. Really connects into that kaupapa of being a curator and a host in that space.
And certainly speaks to your ancestry with your parents as restaurateurs. Do you want to tell me about the heart behind Food Futures? Where did the idea come from?
Yeah, I'm obviously really interested in food and how I think food and art are quite similar in that they're social tools to sort of talk about contemporary issues. And I was really excited to work with the series of like artists and also other people like food writers and researchers and chefs to explore these ideas in a hospitality and like a social practice type setting in the form of a dinner.
So what does the program look like for the show? How is it being run?
Yeah, sure. So it's across two nights. The first night is called Food Futures Kai Māori, and I'm working with journalist and food researcher Charlotte Muru Lanning and chef Matua Muru Painga, who's worked at Peachy and he's currently at Ufa. He's also a winemaker. We're going to drink some of his beautiful wine from his label called Tafiti. On the night, and we're really in the title Kai Māori is sort of indicating it's kind of holding a space for imagination, like, and also joy, like what could we call Kai Māori? It's pretty open brief. I wanted to give to Charlotte and Matua because they've already done so much work in this space, and I really wanted them to run wild with it and see what they kind of wanted to explore within that sort of brief, I guess. Yeah. And then on the second night, on Saturday, the 2nd of December, I'm working with three artists. I'm working with Adam Bendraw and Chris Bethelson and Rebecca Swan. And I'm kind of mainly been working with Adam to develop the program. It's really focused on sustainable sort of food systems and really localized agriculture and education around like compost and also like how you could grow or forage your own food, as well as like get involved with community initiatives. So the menu is going to be sourced from foraged food that Chris and Adam and I are going to find, and also from community gardens. All the fresh produce will be sourced from there. And on the night, we'll be eating from vessels that Chris has made from like local clay. And Rebecca's going to do a short presentation about her work on compost and some really fascinating sort of scientific perspective on that with an immersive video installation as well.
Mm. What kind of conversations are you hoping to open over both evenings with the guests that decide to come along, and how is that going to be facilitated?
Yeah, sure. It's a dinner, so there's going to be, I kind of want the artists sort of and collaborators, whether that's their food or their art, to prompt sort of conversations around these two topics. And lots of people who are coming on the night are quite knowledgeable from those fields and sort of intersect in those ideas in different ways. So I think there's going to be really rich conversation. And I think it's sort of, you know, when you go to a dinner party or an art opening or like these sort of social places within hospitality or art, and so often you meet interesting people and conversations come up. So these prompts are sort of, you know, who knows where they'll go on the night.
Two nights obviously takes a lot of organisation, but is only open to a small number of people at the moment. If this was some kind of project that you wanted to take forward in your curatorial practice, what would you see that looking like?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I would love the opportunity to continue the series. I'm not quite sure how that would work without a funding budget, but I think in a personal way, I'm always going to keep cooking and thinking about like food and art and how they intersect. And I'm really keen to take that forward in the work that I develop in the future. And it's also something that I've done at Shaderia, and also I helped with this. I curated this art dinner, which was a big fundraiser for three public institutions, Te Tuhi Art Space Aotearoa and Gus Fisher recently down at Daily Bread. So, you know, it can come out in sort of different iterations as well.
I guess, yeah, just thinking about the future of the collaboration of food and art or where that line is. I mean, do you see food and art as these, obviously not mutually exclusive, but do you sort of see them as wholly intertwined, or how do you imagine that?
Yeah, I mean, I think like art in itself is like a way of communicating or getting people to confront or get involved with certain ideas. And I think food is a similar sort of communication tool or experiential tool, which can be quite, I think it can be a little bit more friendly or something a little bit easier to get in touch with. Everybody eats. So I think it can be a really amazing tool to get people into these conversations or thinking about new ideas. In terms of like there's only limited seating for the night, all of these practitioners that I'm working with have their own, you know, I've chosen to work with them because they really align with this kaupapa, and they all have their own independent projects, which I sort of got in their bios, like, you know, Matua's wine brand, Charlotte, she writes The Boil Up, which is a food-focused newsletter for the spin-off. Chris runs some amazing public programs based in public space, occupying public space. Adam works a lot with compost education. Like, there's so much happening, and I'm just excited to bring them together.
Before I let you go, if anyone does want to flick you an email to see if there's any space left to attend, where can they do that?
Absolutely. They can email me at shaderia@gmail.com. And also it's on the Te Tuhi website under Parnell Project Space.
That was curatorial intern Felix Lang speaking with me about Food Futures happening at the Parnell Te Tuhi Project Space in early December.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.